musician Johnny Greenwood is lead guitarist for Radiohead, the alternative rock band, but his latest album has a lot of Middle Eastern influence. Greenwood records with Israeli musician Dudu Tasa. The album is called Jirak Karabakh, which is Arabic for "your neighbor is your friend." Greenwood spoke to member station WYPR and its music podcast Essential Tremors. The hosts are Lee Gardner and Matthew Byers.
While Johnny Greenwood's work as a guitarist and multi-instrumentalist with Radiohead and The Smile is well known, what's lesser known is his deep love and knowledge of musics of the Middle East. This love is evident on his new album with Israeli musician Dudu Tasa, Jirak Karabakh. He spoke to us about one song that particularly influenced him, Ululu by Abdel Halim Hafez.
This song, Ululu, was a big deal for me because it's the first Arab song that I played to myself over and over again. Just fascinated at how ambiguous the rhythm is at the start, which I always love in a song. There's a XTC song that does the same kind of thing. They often used to do that, where you're not sure where the first beat of the bar is. And it goes from that to this building crescendo of percussion and passion. I mean, like lots of Arab music, it's so emotive and so full of excitement. And I just, for some reason, that I don't know why that was a surprise to me, that this music would be so romantic and so full of, you know, yearning and lost love. That seems to be the most common subject in these songs. And yeah, that's what led me to this fascination with music like this.
About how old were you when you first heard this song?
25 years ago. I mean, ever since I met Sharona, my wife, and known her family, that I've been introduced to all this music. Her dad's from Iraq, her mum's Egyptian, and we used to go and visit her grandmother, who'd be watching Arabic films all day, and the music would always be wonderful. And so that was a really strong memory from 30 years ago of just watching this, you know, battered old cathode ray TV with all the colours were broken on it, and this passionate Arabic music backing these films. So that was the real way in, I suppose.
So you'd say it was part of getting to know your wife's family and kind of becoming a part of them and this new culture?
Yeah, for sure. And it was just my favorite thing to do was go to the markets and trawl through looking for vinyl and CDs back then. And just these names that were just so mysterious, and slowly learning about that. It's like, you know, it's like any passion. You take a thread and it leads you to all these other things and other countries. And I mean, it's like Indian music. It's just a whole universe in itself. Arabic music, or African music. It's limitless. It reminds me, I've got a friend who just listens to reggae music, and I can completely understand why you would do that, because again, there's just enough of it. There's no need to hear anything else. And it's, you know, it's daunting and exciting in equal measure.
We often ask this question on the show, knowing that there's not always a direct relationship between something that influenced someone and their actual work in a very literal way. But I'm wondering if there was anything about this that did seep into your work with Radiohead or The Smile or your work in general.
Yeah, it for sure did. I mean, we listened to this kind of percussion a lot with Radiohead, but also for this new record with Dudu Tasa, just because one of the frustrations we felt with how Arabic music is typically updated or westernized or whatever gruesome word you use, what often happens is just a four to the floor kick drum is put on and it becomes a sort of this banging techno thing, Whereas what we loved about things like Alulu is the subtlety of the drums. It's crazy, quite often it's literally just a tambourine or a tambourine and a side drum, and that's all that's happening. But so many textures and delicacy and aggression and everything can be got out of these things, and that just always feels like it's just been oversimplified or watered down. So we wanted to have that complexity but still use, you know, slightly more contemporary sounds and approaches. So that was the kind of the nice problem we had going into this in terms of the rhythms of the songs.
You can find every episode of Essential Tremors on the NPR One app or wherever you get your podcasts.